Corporation take the class, but lots of other people, real estate people take it, and people who are just interested in Fairhope. They know that Fairhope has this kind of freaky past where is this some kind of socialism or what was this about the ownership of the land? And sometimes it's just people who want to know before they buy land or actually lease land that is single tax property what it's all about.
That's what I was thinking, is these classes were primarily for folks that live on it or are buying a home that's on it and don't quite understand it. But then it's a fascinating history that lots of folks might want to learn. Are these still done in a series of classes?
Yes, the class starts on August 17th and runs for 11 weeks. We have people come in who are experts in Donnie Barrett knows pretty much everything about every weird issue. And Teddy, what's Teddy's last name? Who's the
Teddy Faust. Revenue
comes.
Commissioner.
Right. The revenue commissioner comes in and distributes some material and is extremely accessible and conversational. And so it's. But our conversation, my partner, we get teased a lot as the Gilmore Boys, but no relation other than going back to Scotland or something, is Oliver Gilmore. And he handles the economics. He is a former CPA and a specialist in finance. And he's just, he makes it come alive. He's really interesting and funny and persuasive. And I do the history, basically the blue book. Some of you may know that there's a nice blue book that's the history of a Fairhope single of a single tax colony, 1894 to 1954. And that's included in the basic packet of materials that you get when you sign up for the course.
Okay, very good. Well, we're going to talk a bit more about this while the phone's not ringing. Just want to remind you, 928-9228. For the Gulf Coast Swap Shop, and don't forget about birthdays and anniversaries.
That's right. If you've got somebody with a birthday or an anniversary that's coming up either this week or next, be sure and give us a call and put their names on our list, because tomorrow at the end of the program, we are going to give away a gift card to Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope, and that is a great way to beat the heat. So get those birthdays and anniversaries in.
We have Margaret Nelson. Happy birthday from her sister Tina. Also, happy anniversary to Pandora and Ray Heathco. Happy anniversary to both of you. We've got George Gilmore and also Elodia Arnold from the Fairhope Living magazine in with us. So, Elodia, you brought George today because it's a feature story in the brand new July issue. Tell us about the July issue.
Sure. July issue should be hitting mailboxes yesterday and today, I believe. And it's all about just how you can stay cool in the hot summer in Fairhope. So we've got some fun articles about the Fairhope fishing team, a really interesting story about the Henry George class and why you might want to take it. And I would just definitely recommend everybody check their mailboxes and look for the July issue.
We've actually got it online right now through fairhopelivingmagazine.com. Mm-hmm. So folks that don't live in the zip code,
they can go to our website, fairhopelivingmagazine.com, and they can see the digital version.
You just click the arrows and it turns the pages just like a book.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then there's some fun interactive extras in the digital version that you don't get in the print one. You can go directly to any of our sponsors' websites, and we have extra pictures from some of our stories as well.
That's clever.
The pet feature is a cow this month. That's cute.
Right.
A pet cow.
Not all pets are dogs or cats.
That's funny. That's good. Oh, there's a real estate information. Yeah, the market
Absolutely.
Is so hot right now. Mm-hmm. I haven't read the article yet on the fishing tournament and the fishing team, but we were talking yesterday about how cool that is that Fairhope High School has the fishing team.
Exactly.
And give another type of sport than just, you know, the regular on the field kind of games.
Absolutely.
Or the court.
That's very much what we look for, you know, in the stories that we publish. We want to find the really outstanding stories that maybe don't get as much attention. And the fishing team actually went to the state this year. So
oh, wow. Okay.
Very proud of them. Yep.
Yes. They've done some very impressive fishing, and we're real proud of them for that. So. George, it's funny that you're here today because Unfortunately, I spent some time in the ER waiting room recently with a friend this week, and there is a fabulous display on the history of Fairhope and the founding from the single tax colony, I presume, provided that.
Yes, the single tax, the gimmick word that the IRS really was interested in hearing when they were going to grant us a 501c4 status was to that we alleviate the burdens of government. And one of the things that we do, the best way to think of what the single tax corporation is, in a way, we're a real estate mutual fund that is nonprofit. So the rising value of the land is basically what is our rent. A portion of that is our rent. And what we do, and we give sizable amounts of money, like $1 million to the Fairhope Library when it was being built. We just gave about $300,000 to the Art Center. We supported the...
I haven't heard about that. The right. Eastern Shore Art Center?
Right. It needed a whole new air conditioning system, building and what have you. But also the mammography operation at Thomas Hospital was able to be raised to a whole new level of 3D and a very large number of people being able to be, one doesn't want to say processed, but taken care of at the hospital. So anyway, there are things that we have supported down through the years, and one of them is, of course, with Thomas Hospital and that room that you saw, which I was in recently and took a picture of it. There are all those pictures on the wall that go back, and it gives you kind of a thumbnail sketch of a lot of what the Single Tax Corporation has done.
Let me tell you what it did, though, because I was with a friend who was waiting to be admitted. Obviously, you're very nervous and probably in pain in that situation. And I started reading it out loud, just a few sentences. And first I started ad-libbing what I knew in my head. And then I'm like, oh, I better start reading this to make sure I get it right. And I turned and stopped, and she said, keep reading. It makes me feel better. I'm not stressing. I'm not panicking. I'm not hurting as bad because you're reading this to me. Keep reading. Oh, what a blessing to have that in the emergency room to distract and to help those as they wait and educate them as well.
Well, it doesn't give where we start, but for starters, The Fairhope itself was a cow pasture and a cleared lumber location until the Single Tax Corporation, which was the first 10 years or so, it was the Fairhope Industrial Association, and it was very much dedicated to running a town on the value of the land. So no taxes except the rent, what we would call the rent on the land. And so it was founded in 1894 as this experimental kind of artsy community, and it attracted a lot of very artsy people. And was, I can remember when I moved over here, which is comparatively recently in a way, but it was still 1987, and someone who was less than well disposed towards me and my family said, heard that we were moving to Fairhope, and she said, and this person said, well, that's where those hippies belong. Well, things have really changed since 1987, and I think the whole Republican and economic development of the population has really increased. At any rate, Fairhope basically ran the whole outfit until 1908, which is when the municipality of Fairhope was founded. So when the municipality of Fairhope was founded, the Single Tax Corporation simply donated, I never can remember whether it's 28 or 32 acres of streets. When you think of the infrastructure that has to be paid for and absorbed by a developer, when a developer starts a whole housing area, such as is happening frequently all around Fairhope, the developer has to pick up that cost of all that infrastructure. And the Single Tax Corporation basically was that and donated all that eventually to the city of Fairhope. So the city of Fairhope was able to start with a wonderful boost.
That's interesting because most of what I've heard is Parkland. Parkland, Parkland. Or, in this case, the Booth Road Extension or some sidewalks. But as far as realizing that street donation and then all of the monetary donations, that's awesome. That's amazing.
There's a lot. That's one of the things that we give out in the class is kind of a history of all of these things that the Single Tax Corporation has done.
How does one go about signing up for this class?
You contact the Fairhope Single Tax office. If you would like to phone it, it's 928-8162. It's at 331-333 Fairhope Avenue, so you could walk in. It's basically they'll give you the details of it. The cost is $25, which pretty much pays for the several books and heaps of notes, and gives you the schedule and everything. So I would say contact the office, come by, stop in. People are busy but very helpful, there's usually someone available who can answer some of your questions right then and there.
Okay, very good. We're speaking with George Gilmore from the Fairhope Single Tax Colony, which is now called Corporation, mistaken. Sorry, my old...
That's all right, but that's what people
Everybody
remember.
Still says that.
Right, and there's a colony shop, and the colony this, and the colony that, and it goes back.
Right.
You know, it's like the people saying that they're going to go over the bay, and you still hear Mobilians saying that, which meant you had to take a ferry boat to go over the bay.
Right, right. Why did it change from colony to corporation?
Well, it stopped being a colony... In some ways, it stopped being the Fairhope Industrial Association in 1904 because it was advancing from being an experiment in social reform, land reform in some ways, to recognizing that it was running a town. And that by 1908, as I said, it founded individuals. So the Single Tax Corporation only has title to about 4,500 acres, and there's a lot more to Fairhope than that. And that was true way back when, that lots of people came to be simply part of this experience, but they didn't want to live on single tax land, or they didn't buy into the high moral tone of not making profit on real estate, which is probably older than apple pie in American experience. So anyway, there were lots of people here who were not on single tax land, and there was obviously a tension. And by 1908, they established a town, which is the town of Fairhope as we know it now. So it stopped being a colony, certainly by 1908.
But the name Fairhope Single Tax Colony has been until recent.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
it's around, but it's one of those things.
I see.
Mean, I think of like, I don't want to be too pretentious here, but this is the formerly French Gulf Coast. So people learn to say Bayou La Batterie, and people learn to say, it's almost like those weird mispronunciations of French words in New Orleans when people say Charter Street instead of Chartres Cathedral.
Right.
Well, at any rate, people say Passe Christiane. You know, and you don't say Passe Christian. You say Passe Christiane because it's Pas Chrétien, okay? Mm-hmm. The accent on the final syllable. And people still say Passe Christiane. That's the right way to say it. And, of course, they say Gaucher. They don't say Gautier, Mississippi. So it's kind of the popular conversational traditions of a town that's perdure down through time.
Very fascinating. And this 11-week series class starts again when?
August 17th,
and one night a week.
Yes, every Tuesday night from 7 to 8:30. And the time really goes fast.
I bet
it's like Oliver and I are sort of a tag team match, and I have team taught over the years, and Oliver and I have taught this together.
Oliver
Gilmore. So there's two Gilmores. At any rate, we've taught this over the years. So we know...
I didn't know Oliver taught that.
Oh, okay. You mean you know Oliver separately?
Oh, certainly.
Anyway, we sense when somebody's energy is starting to flag a bit and jump in. And people, what we find, and we try to create this attitude almost immediately, is that people are not intimidated, that people get to interrupt and ask questions. And so a lot of the dynamism of the course comes
right.
from the people.
Good.
And given the general tone of the type of people who are moving into Fairhope, it's dynamite. I mean, I say that as a teacher who has to haul the freight
right.
for 75-minute classes and what have you, even this one is an hour and a half. You know, when you have dynamite people who are curious.
Engaged,
and,
yeah.
Yes, and involved and ready to quarrel with each other, you know, it's dynamite.
Good.
It's fun. The time flies by.
Again, that number to register for the class is 928-8162. And our number here at Swap Shop, 928-9228. Lines are open, and we'll be right back.
And now we're talking hemp with John MacArthur, owner of Fairhope Hemp.
Hemp has over 130 different cannabinoids. We're just dealing with like the five most prevalent, mm-hmm. which is CBD, CBG, CBN, CBC, and THC.
Cool.
And it's
Got
hemp
it.
Derived.
Right.
So per the 2018 Farm Bill Act, anything that is hemp derived is legal. You might be embarrassed to ask or questions that you've had answered by somebody else and just want maybe a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Come on down to Fairhope Hemp and let's talk about it. Let's talk about hemp and what it is, what it can do for you or a loved one, and see if it might be for you. I love talking hemp and I love helping people. I worked on people's cars for years and got so much enjoyment out of giving somebody some faith that they can crank their car up and go to work and pick their kids up at school and doing this hemp thing now. It's helping more people with something I think that's a lot more important is your health. I mean, without your health, what do you have?
Fairhope Hemp, 505 Fairhope Avenue, part of the Veterans Initiative 22. So veterans receive 22% off. Did you know that Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory is a full-service funeral home? Locally owned and operated with an on-site crematory, with funeral services in their own intimate setting or at a place of your choosing. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory offers graveside services, visitations, prayer services, pre-planning, cremation, and a complete line of quality and affordable caskets, vaults, cremation urns, and more. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory in Daphne. Call 621-5890. 621-5890. Now located in their new building at 26209 Pollard Road in Daphne, Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory. This is WABF and the Gulf Coast Swap Shop. 928-9228 is our number. Elodia Arnold with Fairhope Living Magazine is here. And if you're joining us late, she brought George Gilmore mm-hmm. with the Fairhope Single Tax Corporation. We've just had a crash course in the history. And you can take your own course, an 11-week course in August, by contacting the Fairhope Single Tax Corporation at 928-8162. Elodia, thank you so much for bringing him.
Absolutely.
And what else do we need to know about Fairhope Living Magazine and the upcoming July issue?
Sure
like
thing.
In the mailboxes today, probably.
Exactly. Should be in the mailboxes today. We've got a great story about the Langley family and all that they've accomplished. We have
Carl
and Aaron.
Aaron,
yep.
How sweet. That's good. What a great people.
Absolutely, they are. They're a great little family. And then there is a delicious recipe on homemade peach ice cream. I highly recommend you check that out.
Right.
That's a great, delicious way to stay cool
okay.
in July. So just check it out, and you can go see it digitally at fairhopelivingmagazine.com. You can see all of the back issues, so if you don't have one, and you want to see what all the buzz has been about, go check it out there.
Now, If folks have a story of their own that they think would be interesting, what are some of the topics and how would they get them to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can go to the magazine, to the website, fairhopelivingmagazine.com, and underneath the residence tab, there is a way that they can submit a story request. And so we're looking for recommendations for families, pets, musicians, artists, Young Achievers, Home of the Month.
Yeah, I love your Home of the Month and Yard of the Month things.
Absolutely. It's
like, wow, those are really here. Those are not just, you know, we see so much in like Southern Living Magazine.
That's
and
what
stuff.
It looks like. Yeah. Some of them do, for yep. sure.
And we are growing. So October, we'll be coming out with a couple of new sections. So if you have a recommendation, you know, a topic that you would like for us to cover, please share that.
And progress being made on the music festival.
Oh, yes. Fairhope Music Festival is going to be October 29th and 30th.
This is so cool. She told me about her idea for this Fairhope Music Festival. I said, look at this poster on my wall.
Yep.
There was a Fairhope Music Festival, what, 10, 15?
Yeah, it hasn't. Yeah, still.
And I said, let me give you a couple of contacts of people that were involved in that. Former City Councilwoman Debbie Quinn.
Debbie Quinn, absolutely.
And
Melissa Logan, I spoke with her.
And now you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can use that groundwork of the first festivals.
Absolutely,
that's
which
awesome.
I love it.
So is this going to be like the old songwriters festivals too, or is this...
This is a music festival, not a songwriter festival.
Yep. Okay. So it's going to, this first year, we're trying to keep it kind of small so that we can really figure out what we're doing. But Friday night's going to be at the Halstead Amphitheater in conjunction with the Live at Five concert series. So
okay.
It's the very last of the Live at Five fall concert series. So it's the last hurrah. We've got a great performer, Anders Osborne and Flo Tribe, Friday night. Anders is actually playing at the Jazz Fest just a couple of weeks before. And then Saturday, we'll be out at the Weeks Bay Plantation. And that's, we should have about four bands for that. The headliner, though, is George Porter Jr., who played with Aaron Neville in the Meters.
Wow, okay.
And a really fun Indian band called Chawa from New Orleans. So
interesting.
Our theme is restore our Southern soul. We want to heal our souls through
okay.
music.
I like that. I like that a lot. Well, we look forward to working with you on that.
Absolutely.
Very good. Thank you, George. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Fascinating. And we hope a lot of folks take your class, whether they're buying a home on single tax property or not. Very fascinating. And we really appreciate all the things that the Single Tax Corporation does for the city in terms of land and donations to other nonprofits. And the list just goes on. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's a delight to be here.
I have recorded this. So we will post it later today. It will be available at WABF1480.com. And Mark, I'm going to ask if you would...